This is St. Louis Public Radio. When does a mirror selfie become high art? For artist and political activist Ai Weiwei, it happened when he photographed himself inside an elevator as Chinese authorities arrested him. The police prevented him from testifying in the trial of a fellow activist. His now iconic selfie is part of an exhibition at the Kemper Art Museum in St. Louis. The work ranges from delicate ceramics to a pile of rubble. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the show reflects the artist's desire to honor the past while shaping it into something new.
As an outspoken social critic in a repressive society, Ai Weiwei had been harassed for years by the Chinese government before he was permitted to emigrate to Berlin in 2015. When he was beaten and imprisoned, or released, or put under house arrest, it was news around the world.
Human rights activist Ai Weiwei. He was arrested yesterday before boarding a flight to
this
Hong Kong.
This is Ai Weiwei tonight, freed by the Chinese authorities after two and a half months.
Ai Weiwei, this is his studio, it's his home, and it's also effectively his prison. He's not allowed to leave.
He's a social media savvy artist of the present moment. Walk through the exhibition at the Kemper, and you'll see repurposed tear gas canisters that were used on refugees trying to enter Macedonia in 2016, and a wall covered with letters from Chinese officials in which they refused to release information about people killed in the 2008 Sichuan earthquake. But it's clear from this show that he is deeply interested in the historical past and its relationship with the present.
Gradually, I understand we don't have future if we don't understand the past. So it's like a tree won't stand on the bare ground, you know, just it's not possible. You have to deeply root it, then you can grow.
Dominating one gallery is a collection of wooden pillars from ancient Chinese temples that had been demolished and discarded amid China's building boom. Some of them appear to pierce through antique tables. Art history professor Bradley Bailey of St. Louis University says there's a tension in Ai Weiwei's work between preserving the past and reshaping it to fit the future.
The act of archaeology is a destructive act. In order to discover, you have to destroy. It's a necessary thing. Could we say the same of art?
You see this process in action in a piece with a very straightforward title, Dropping a Han Dynasty Urn. It's based on three photographs, showing him holding the urn, dropping it, then standing above its shattered fragments. In the piece at the Kemper, the original photographs have been painstakingly recreated with Lego pieces. Another work is made from rubble the Chinese government left behind after demolishing his studio. It's piled within an ornate, antique wooden bed frame. In a public Q&A at Washington University's 560 Music Center, the artist said he rejected the past as a younger man. But a trip to an antiques market where he bought those wooden columns sparked his curiosity.
I'm so enriched by that, and but by really understanding it as to how to think the past can work for today. You know, how you connect it.
The Communist Revolution, he said, caused a rupture with China's history, an imbalance in the relationship between past and present.
In my society, the revolution basically wiped out the whole traditions. So what we see is really disconnected.
There's a sense of historical motion throughout the show. Photos of buildings being built and others getting destroyed. A huge mural depicts refugee displacement and resettlement as an ever-repeating pattern. In art and life, it's the process, perhaps, and not a fixed destination that interests Ai Weiwei. At a press conference at the Kemper, someone asks if he thinks art can bring about social justice.
I don't really think so, but it's worth trying. Because it's hard, so you have to try. And because it's impossible, you have to keep trying.
Ai Weiwei says the role of the artist is to speak the truth and to try to build a future that doesn't forget the past. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.